I'm Varun Nair, Community Growth Marketer at Amplis and your host for the Startup Show, which is presented by Amplis. So what is the Startup Show? Startup Show is basically where you can, startup founders share their experiences and learnings of their startup in this podcast show. And it is India's first podcasting series we have launched right now. So now let's get directly into the discussion. So for today, we have a very special guest for podcasting. I've been pursuing him from the past 1 year about his startup. He pinged me and he asked me can we have a podcasting series, because he has a lot of wonderful experience to share. And I'm so glad that he messaged me, because I've been following his startup for a very long time and their growth is going up. And looking at that perspective, when he asked me is it possible, I was like, sure, why not? This is everything. You can share your experience and learnings. So we have Mr. Rafat Rahman from Bangladesh, and he's the founder of the startup called Parking Koi. So what is basically Parking Koi? It's very simple. It's digitalizing the parking industry. So how you do is basically if you have a parking space and if a driver needs to park in an unmarked parking location, they can simply go over there and park, and the amount will be received to the owner who has that parking space. So it's very simple. So we'll directly get into the topic and discussion with the founder himself, because he's there. So hi, Rafat. Thank you for joining this podcast.
Hello. Hi. Yeah, I'm so glad to be joining this podcast. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much. So I was saying, there is a lot of questions I have in my mind, including how it all started and what were the growth strategies you worked with, and looking at a curve. I think first when I looked into Parking Koi was having user base of around 26,000.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was 6 months back. And I think it has been crossed 100,000 right now, and 300,000 parking spaces has been covered right now. So it's a big growth and a lot of investments coming in. And also Parking Koi has been listed as top 100 startups of Startup Istanbul. So that's another big achievement for them. I'm already want to ask you questions what is Parking Koi and why Parking Koi, and how does it solve the problem with Parking Koi?
Okay, yeah, sure. So, Parking Koi is actually from Dhaka, Bangladesh. In Dhaka is the capital of Bangladesh, where almost 20 million people live there. Okay. So one of the most problem in Dhaka is a traffic jam. So Dhaka already listed top city for the traffic jam for year 2018 and year 2019. And 30% of this problem, because of they have no enough parking, or even they have a parking, but people doesn't know where is the parking. Whenever people goes to a crowded area in Dhaka and drive, they actually, the first question come in their mind, where is the parking? And that's why the name of the company is Parking Koi. What is mean actually, where is the parking? Our goal is to help government, help the city to solve that parking problem. Because if we can solve the parking problem by at least 50%, it actually decreases the traffic by 15%.
Yes.
So it will be a real problem for Dhaka, and real problem for any metropolitan city is the parking is the real problem. So we are trying to solve that problem. The decision to create the app and do this was not that easy, because in the beginning I knew it is not a easy problem to solve, because even the government is not able to solve that problem. So okay. If somebody like me come from outside and trying to fix that kind of problem is not that easy. But I have the confidence, if I do something, actually if I start something, I try to actually complete it. So we started that, and within a week, we start getting some very good interest from the people, and everybody actually welcoming us, and also getting some seed funding from outside, my friend and family. I don't know the guy. People just text me, I want to invest your startup. So that's why I thought, this is the something I really want to focus on.
Okay.
And, that's how it started on March 2018.
Okay.
Then we apply for an accelerator program. It's called Grameen Phone Accelerator. It's one of the biggest accelerator program in Bangladesh. And we spend 3 months over there. And this 3 months actually the life changing for me, because for my background, I'm not a business guy at all. I'm an IT guy, worked on lot of Fortune 500 companies last 10 years in US.
Okay.
So I had a very good experience on IT, like creating the app. And that's why I created a team in Bangladesh, like some university students. And they helped me to, you know, our team, they helped me to create our initial app. And they're still the part of the Parking Kui family.
Yeah.
But in GP Accelerator, I mean, that was an eye-opening for me. Like over there, I actually learned what is business is, what is actually the startup is, what is everything. Like how to, you know, create a PowerPoint presentation about your startup, how you can go and pitch in front of the investor. So that accelerator program was really great for the whole our team. And then we never look back, actually. So currently, what you were just saying, we have almost 100,000 registered users. In year 2019, we actually completed 300,000 parking transaction already. And we are now growing like 30% every month to month. Because this business is not really an easy business to do. It's not like a ride sharing. Even you have a lot of money, sometimes you are not able to find out the place because customer, they have a lot of customer, but finding out the parking spaces is really hard. I think we have figured out the right business model right now. So that is the basic of Parking Kui.
My next question would be, I think you did your startup and most of your experience was in Washington and in US. Like you worked with HP, Intel, all those things. So why did you target Parking Kui in Bangladesh and not anywhere else? So
okay, yeah, there's a funny reason. The first thing is like I'm from Bangladesh, so you know I really want to solve the problem in Bangladesh. Another thing is, yes, there's a parking problem in US, but there have so many other companies actually trying to solve it.
Okay.
So I really don't want to battle with them because I already mentioned that I did not have any, you know, experience of the business. So without the experience of the business, if I try to start battle with those big companies, definitely I'm going to fail.
Okay.
So I try to choose a market where the idea or the market is still virgin. So I'm like, go this market and even I can take all kinds of risks over there. Even I fail, I'm not going to lose. Actually, I will get the experience.
Okay.
So that is actually, that's why I actually go to the Bangladeshi market because when I started, the parking market was totally empty. Even now, actually, that we have one or two competitors, but they're not even close to us. So, I mean, we are actually is like playing in the open field and we can do whatever we want. Like we can experiment our business model every other month and see what is working, what is not. But if I do it in US, I might able to get a start and get some funding, but you know, it's going to be a very hard work for me.
Yeah.
And the same time I have to figure out the business model, I have to learn and I have to fight with those big people.
Okay.
So that's why I actually choose Bangladesh over, US. And I thought like South Asian country is, you know, most easy. I mean, for me it's easy to do the business.
Okay, great. So what product market fit strategy did you bring? Like how did you analyze Bangladesh, Dhaka, like what kind of, how did you create a strategy for understanding the product market fit?
Yeah, so the first thing is like, you know, when we first started in Dhaka, most of the people saying who actually want to pay for parking in Dhaka, they can just put it anywhere. Then we find out, you know, because your vehicle is an expensive one. It's not like, you know, it's $5 or $10 things. It's like, it's an asset for you. And if you park without, you know, without any proper security, just beside the road, you would be lose, like people can stealing the, you know, so many things from your car. So you are actually losing like $1,000 in if somebody just take your looking glass. So
okay.
Who has the car? They actually worry about that. So they really want to get some, I mean, they really want to get a parking where they can park and they don't have to think about the security of the car.
Okay.
So that is the first thing actually hit me. Then I say, okay, if I can create some secure parking spaces, people will come to park because they don't want to consider like, okay, I have to pay 20 taka for 1 hour. Then I have to pay 14,000 taka for my looking glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find out like another very good thing I observe, like, you know, in daytime, you'll see a lot of car in, you know, in the roadside. Here and there, they don't park in the secure parking place. But in night, you will see all, they have no car on the road. So that means they have no lack of parking spaces. So every car have their parking spaces, but in daytime they don't using it. So they have like underutilized parking spaces. So I thought, so this model will work, because if I can just grab those parking spaces, which is empty in the daytime, and get the car which in that area and then match them, it will work. And actually, definitely, this is working, because when you are, like, some people maybe live in zone A and work in zone B, and some people live in zone B. So when they just comes in other area, like you, I mean, if you go to work in workplace at that time, you can just rent it out your parking spaces and you are getting the money. Okay. And it's not like a Uber, like you have to drive your parking, right? So you, even you are not there, it doesn't matter. You know, security guard can open the door and they can park. So it's actually giving you the money when you are doing something else. So it's actually adding money without doing anything.
Okay.
So like some of our, you know, parking owner actually earn like almost $5,000 a month.
Oh.
So yeah, they earn like almost like the top one, yes, almost like $5,000 a month. So a lot of few of our parking owner, they earn like $2,000 to $5,000 a month. So
it's people are not utilizing it very much.
People are actually utilizing it very much. Yes.
Yeah, great. So what were the acquisition strategy for Parking Koi? Because growth has been growing to a scale level, and what all strategies did you implement, and how did you implement all those strategies?
Yeah, so at first we, I mean, our actually whole, you know, acquisition strategy start from Facebook. So we do some post in the Facebook and do some marketing on the Facebook. So people actually adding their place in, you know, in our platform. Then we also going door to door and find out if they have any empty parking spaces, and they do. And also we go to the, you know, under construction building, like they're doing the under construction building, but their parking already done. But it will take another 2 or 3 years to complete that building. So we told them, until you complete whole building, why not you are not, you are using this, you know, parking spaces. So they gave it to us, and we are actually finding the customer, because finding the customer is not that easy. But yes, the acquisition was a little hard. We are still, you know, struggling on the acquisition, because, but we are keep trying to do that. And right now we are also trying to work with government, because in Bangladesh they have no actually parking infrastructure, even not like a roadside parking or meter parking. Okay. So our next goal is to work with government or city government to get the unutilized place in the roadside place and use those as a paid parking.
Okay, great. So so apart from Facebook, were there any kind of other growth strategies you work, because 300,000 users is a very great number from the past, you know, 1 year or two, 1 year, if I say. So working on that basis, so basically more user was through organic traffic?
Yeah, most user through like organic traffic. And then we do some roadshow, we do some, you know, like we go different tech event to participate and tell people about that. And what, and there another thing is like, you know, word to mouth, like, you know, people using our platform first and then they go. That is the biggest achievement for us. Like, you know, most of like our user actually use as our marketer. So because, and that is the more organic one, because when they give you like if feedback, honest feedback and some positive feedback, then you can actually use that.
Exactly. So that's a very great, valid point you have stated. So just out of curiosity, I just wanted to understand how Parking Koi works. Like if there's a driver, there is a person who owns the parking space through mobile application. They can, you know, transfer the transactions, like the amount. But if you go to the parking space, what is the, is there any sensor or any particular device that actually detects the vehicle or something?
Yes. So this is actually depend on the places. Like we have some parking hub where we have like a 500 or 600 parking spaces together. We manage it over there. They have a sensor. You go, you just scan the QR code with our app and it's open the door and you go there. They have some Airbnb model. Like a, you have a one parking space, you just rent it out.
Okay.
When people actually request that parking, they can use the Parking Koi credit or pay with the mobile payment or cash on hand. So they just send the request to the owner. Owner just accept the request, and they when they go, they can call, talk each other, and they can. And also from our, you know, our customer service, we every transaction we actually, you know, monitor. So we make sure the customer can go there and park there in the single one. So that is the one model. We also working with the monthly model, like subscription model. So we working with like different B2B. Defined business who has a lot of fleet, like we working with Honda, we working with Mercedes, we working with a lot of ride sharing company in Dhaka, we working with a lot of big brands, and we actually they park their car monthly in, with our parking hub.
Okay, so what are the next 6 months milestones or next 6 months plans for Parking Koi?
So yeah, next 6 month plan for Parking Koi is definitely the start the roadside parking. And working with the government, because we are closely communicating with them, and try because currently they just changed the, you know, law in Bangladesh. Like before, even you park in the roadside, they just charge you like 200 taka, but they make it like now 5,000 taka. Okay. So people really don't want to park in like a, you know, illegal places. So, but they're always saying like we don't have enough places. So we actually. Our goal is like acquisition more parking spaces, definitely working with the government and increase our growth like another 100-200%, because if we are thinking if we can start the roadside meter parking, it will actually give us like 100-200% growth month to month.
I think working with government give you more visibility and more opportunities to...
More opportunities, yeah.
Yes.
Because I think the, you know, government also want to solve that problem, and we also want to solve that problem. So our goal is same. So we are actually trying to reach. We already reached with them. We are have some conversation.
Okay.
And I think very soon we will start working with them. Yes.
So that's amazing. So just a direct question I want to ask you, like what was your funding experience so far till now?
Okay. Yes. So for the funding, from the day one, I actually want to build Parking Koi as a sustainable business, okay. Not just running on the funding. And I think that mindset is really helping us a lot, because if you are just thinking about funding, you cannot concentrate on your business that much.
Yeah.
So we concentrate on our business, and whenever we need funding, yes, we start our funding round. And it's not like I hear a lot like people need to sit for like 100, 200 meetings to close their funding. But yeah. For us, it's just like two or three meetings. Like we just meet with three, four investors. Also, when we take the funding, that's very important to check like who you are taking the money from. It's both, it's really important, like your goal or your vision and the vision of your investor is the same. If you guys are not in the same page, how much money you are going to take, it doesn't actually help you at all. Okay. For us, first things we ask actually the what is the vision of our investor. Uh-huh. If we see if match, and if we all, and also we are not asking for them only for the money. We also asking them what they will bring without the money. I know they will give the money, but what else you are gonna, if you can have use your network to, you know, help us to get more acquisition, more parking spaces. Or you can, you know, introduce us with the government official who can help us to, you know, scale our businesses. So that is so important. I think that one thing all founders also have to, you know,
yes.
Follow, because
I would completely agree to that, because these days all the startup founders started to, you know, match their perspective of investor as well. They want to also match the thinking of what the investor, because that's being another thing which is coming up right now, and you said a very valid point about that as well. So question. So what is the revenue Parking Koi has made it over a year right now?
Oh, okay. So yeah, right now our monthly revenue is like $25,000 dollar every month, and it's actually growing like 25-30% every month.
Okay.
And in this year, we are actually completed almost like 300,000, more than 300,000 revenue in 2019. So, and you can tell this 2019 actually our first operational year, because 2018 is our learning period and we actually developed our platform.
Okay.
So And I and first 3 months was just like a cooling period, but from actually April, we are seeing this very huge growth in our business. And currently, we are actually operating in 3 cities, Dhaka, Sylhet, and Chittagong. But Dhaka, we are actually fully operational, but Sylhet and Chittagong, we are like kindly operational because we are trying to concentrate on Dhaka first and then other 2 cities. And then we are actually will thinking about to go other 2 countries like Nepal or, and Sri Lanka. Yeah, because those 2 countries, the same, like they don't have any parking. They have the parking problem, but they don't have any solution there yet. Okay. So that's why we want to focus there.
Okay. So apart from I think apart from parking, there's another thing which I noticed recently in LinkedIn was remote fuel trucks.
Yes. So
that's another concept, I believe.
Yeah. So actually, we have another wing. It's called Toolbox. It's actually car servicing platform. It's like a marketplace where you can, remotely, you can order your car servicing, bike servicing, and workshop will go there and fix it. Over there, we are targeting to do the remote fueling. It still is in the, in proof of concept because we are trying to get the all the required permission and see if it's really working in Dhaka or not. But yes, our online service center like Toolbox is really getting good traction because we are also selling the insurance. Like last 3 weeks, we sell almost like 2,000 insurance to the biker and car drivers. Okay. And also we are giving like a home service and other new products is coming. So Toolbox actually the byproduct of the parking because we already have like 100,000 drivers in our network, right? So we are actually just utilize them saying, okay, if you park with me, why not you are taking other services because we are giving you the same base
benefit. That's very interesting. That's so you're combining both things so that they can get more offers and benefits out of that. So
out of that, yes.
And that's why the subscription model, I believe.
Yes, that's the subscription model. And it's actually also helping us, like for Toolbox, we don't have any customer acquisition cost because we are not actually getting any new customer. We're just approaching our old customer.
Existing customers.
They're bringing the new customer, which also taking the Toolbox and then using the parking tool. So it's actually helping both business helping each other.
Okay.
And also helping us to increase our revenue.
Great. So that's also a well thought concept and a startup idea as well. So how many members are working for Parking Koi right now?
So directly we have right now 33 employees working for us, but we have some, third party security guard and then we have some third party. So it's total like 60, but full time is 33.
33 people. And to be very specific, like what all tech stacks did you use to build this product and as well as how do you communicate across the team? What all technology solutions or what all tech stacks do you use?
Yeah, so I mean, as you know, I actually live remotely. I'm not always in Bangladesh. So it's really important for us to communicate between each other.
Okay.
So the Google G Suite, the Google Docs is really help us. I mean, actually save us to, for in few cases. So we use all the Google Sheet, Google Doc, Google Drawing for the communicating. Like we use Jira for our technical team.
Yes.
To do the our Scrum, yes, and then they use GitHub for the code repository. And another interesting thing is like all our iOS application, OS, everything is in cloud. So we are all in AWS.
AWS.
Yes.
Okay. And communication, Slack or any other channels or.
So communication, we are mostly using. Actually, everyone is comfortable with WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
So that's actually, we are using.
Okay, great. So I think the team is also really, growth. I think that you're also going to hire more and more a number of people.
Yes. Like 4 months ago, we were like 10 employees in one small room. Okay. Right now we have 33 people and every week, like still we are actually hiring like web developer, then Android developer, then tester, because now we need a really good tester in our team because we are being a frequent release Every week, new feature is going to production. And almost every week, there are two or three new people actually joining in our team.
So what are the three advices you would like to give for young startup entrepreneurs out there? Since Parkingco has been growing from day one and it is going to another level right now. So what all experiences and what all learnings you want to share with the young entrepreneurs?
Yeah, so first experience is like, you know, find out the real problem to solve, not just, you know, take a things. If you see it's a hot topic, just don't grab that. Trying to, you know, like take a real problem and solving it. It actually helping you. It gives you a lot of fun. The second thing is actually, you know, learn about your market, because you can copy the idea from other market, but you cannot actually just copy their business plan, because you have to change business plan according to the market. So you have to know about your market, where you are actually running your business. And third, the most important is don't just take the money from the investor before you don't know what is their vision, what is your vision. You have to align the vision and then actually take the money from the investor.
That was three very valid advices you have given. And it was really, you know, interesting. So this would be the last question I want to ask you. I wish there was more time, but anyway, we have another podcasting session with you, because this is not just a one version, but this is a question I want to ask you. What was the biggest challenge for you as a startup entrepreneur?
Yeah, so biggest challenge for me as like a creating a good team. So a startup is not about me, or a startup is not about one person. It's all about the team. Because you might have a dream, you might have a vision, but if your team doesn't have the same vision and same dream, it's not ever going to work. So it's really hard for you to, you know, like transfer your dream to their, make their dream also. So the founder is the, I think, I mean, for me, it was the biggest challenge to create a team who has thinking same like me, or not thinking same like me, but their vision is same like me.
Exactly. I think this this came up with a lot of other startups as well. Creating a you know, team is one big challenge. Hiring is very big challenge for everyone. I hope some startups come up with some really amazing idea or you know, a problem solving solution. Let's see, hopefully that even that will also will be fixed one day. But since it has been happening for a lot of years, let's see what's going to happen. So this was Mr. Rafat Rahman, all the way from Bangladesh, which is one, and Parkingco, which is one of the, you know, biggest leading startups in Bangladesh. And they have been growing day to day. So like you heard from him, like they're earning like $30,000 per month. So this is a big achievement for them as well as for the whole team of Parkingco. And it's a real my honor and pleasure to have you in this show. So I'm really happy, but don't worry, we'll be again have a lot of conversation, because like he said, he has a lot of other you know, tools like Toolbox and then other startup ideas which he's trying to bring to us. So this conversation goes on like this. So, and I thank you so much, Rafat. You just made a very great, gave us a very great experience of Parkingco. And I want to also discuss more on Parkingco in the coming.
Thank you, Varun. Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks.
So I hope you really enjoyed the show. And I also wish you a very, you know, good luck for the upcoming milestones ahead. And we'll also catch up very soon for the next series, wherein we'll be discussing about how did you break down the growth metrics, and we'll discuss about Parkingco in depth.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So this was Rafat Rahman. You can always reach out to him in LinkedIn. Very, very sweet person, because he always gives answer to what all question you ask through LinkedIn. So reach out to him through LinkedIn. I'll leave the description down in the below, as well as the details to Parkingco, so you can guys go and check it out and look what startup they are working. And this is the Startup Show. Thank you very much. Until next time. Bye-bye.